Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And the voice of the Capitals, you hear him right here on 106.7 The Fan, the outstanding John Walton. John, real bummer last night. I actually thought the Caps played a really good first period. They were down 1-0. Second period wasn't as good, and eventually they get beat semi-handily again by a Buffalo team that has not made the playoffs in 13 years, but you wouldn't know it when they play Washington.
Yeah, Buffalo was pretty good. I mean, that was a disappointing result, though, obviously. And for the second time in a week, you really kind of had the feel going into the game last night that, hey, listen, they had a chance to get a game plan together. They look over the tape. They find a way to exploit things. And didn't really make that much difference. I thought the game was kind of there for the taking in the first period. And if you get one, you get that first one. I thought Buffalo looked a little disinterested, and then they started to get some life. And it's disappointing, but like you said, you got to win the last three. And I think that's, you know, it mathematically you don't have to do that. But realistically, as you sit one back of Pittsburgh, the Penguins' schedule is not easy, but neither is the Caps. You got to beat a Tampa Bay team that may not have much to play for, but they're a playoff team. Boston may still be playing for an Atlantic Division championship on Monday. If they can beat Pittsburgh tomorrow, maybe they're not. So I think that's the hope for two reasons. Maybe they're resting some guys Monday. And then you got to take down Philly, obviously, on Tuesday. So not easy, but definitely what they need to do here.
John, as they've lost 7 of 8, couple points in there for some overtime games, what's the difference between that stretch and that stretch where they won 8 out of 11?
I think the biggest thing, Danny, is that they're just not scoring on the power play. And it's not just because they're not scoring. It's they're not getting the opportunities. There's just not that many penalties. Spencer Carberry was talking with us earlier today at practice, and that he felt like they can do more things to try and draw penalties, especially when they are in the offensive zone, and make the D work a little bit more. I mean, there's a lot of different line combinations we saw last night. Pacioretty and McMichael hook up for the goal, and I like that combination. I also was intrigued by Ovechkin playing with LaPierre and Milano. It didn't deliver the results that I think we were hoping for, but, you know, you got two speed guys along with a big hammer there on the left side. So, you know, I think there's going to be some looks that maybe they can take from the Buffalo game. But look, when you've gone 8 games and you're only getting 2 goals a game, if that, that's not enough. I mean, you're going to have to prepare, especially against a team like Tampa Bay. You need to score 3 or 4 goals. You need to try and create power play chances. 5-on-5, find the right combinations that work. They're still playing with them here. But one way or the other, no matter how it happens, you can't score 2 goals and win every night. You're going to have to find a way, especially in these last 3 games, to score a little bit more.
John, let's assume they don't win the final 3 games, they don't get a little help, and they don't get into the playoffs. How do you think we should feel? I mean, this was a team I think a lot of us kind of assumed after that Coyotes game when they sold off, it was over. And then all of a sudden, they had the world in their palms, and they had the collapse to not get in, and they effectively have with 7 losses in 8 games. I could just speak for myself when I say this was house money, and I love where they're at. I mean, the young kids have played a bunch and gotten experience, and I want to spend some money this offseason, and then they'll be a playoff team next year. But it's also more complicated than that because, man, should they have made the playoffs? It's so clear that just do anything other than what they did, and in the East, they should have gotten in.
Yeah, I love that view, Grant. I do. And I think that when you look at it from that perspective, look, this was always going to be a retooling year. And I think when you got caught up in the month of March where Charlie Lindgren was the best goalie in the NHL and they're winning close games and they're laying out for, you know, eating pucks like Wilson and Malenstein in Detroit on Tuesday and others too, not just them. And you're like, listen, these guys believe, and who cares about the goal differential? It'd be great to get McMichael and LaPierre and Protas, all of the playoff experience at a first round matchup, even if they didn't win it, I thought there was value there. But look, I think you're exactly right. I mean, I think it's tough in the moment when you're us and you're on the planes and on the buses and in the arenas with these guys are like, last night sucked. I mean, there's really no way about it. I mean, Charlie Lindgren had just the emotion of the world coming off him in the locker room after the game and talking about it. You just felt terrible for him and all the guys who have done so much to get to this point. It's going to be difficult now. It's not impossible, but it's going to be difficult. But I think once you get maybe a few days out, if it is the scenario you say, I think that's a perfect way of looking at it, because they played meaningful games down the stretch. They know what it takes to ramp it up this time of year. And maybe that's not playoff games right now. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But if it's not, I think that's a wonderful way of looking at it. You're going to have a bunch of draft picks in the next 3 years. They've stocked the cupboard. There are going to be a lot of things that are exciting in the coming 12, 24, 36 months. The arena too now. I mean, there's a lot of positivity happening here. I would have loved to have seen it. I still think they can. But yeah, I think that's spot on.
Yeah, I share a similar philosophy, John. Big picture, this is kind of where I think a lot of folks, including me, thought they'd be. The road to get here was not how I thought, right? I thought Kuznetsov would be part of it, and Backstrom too, and you know, kind of how they went, and the kids kind of surprises. But the reason I want it to happen, because obviously I'm a fan, but number two, it's for guys like TJ Oshie, which you just know he's going through something physically that ain't a whole lot of fun, pushing everything he has to try to get this group just into the postseason. Love for you to speak to that, to what Oshie must be going through. I mean, we get so precious little information because it's hockey, but I can't imagine the guy's feeling great.
No, he's not. I mean, I think that's apparent just in, we're not told much more either, yeah. But when you see him walking around, he got hit with a puck last night and the way he was hunched over at the bench and just, he is in a lot of pain. He's a gamer. He's a guy that can play in any era. He's a guy that you pull for. He's a guy that drags the team into the fight. And I think he was one of the biggest reasons when he was in the lineup in March. I think back to Vancouver when we didn't even think in game 1000 he was going to even play. And then we weren't sure if he was going to play in the game. They were honoring him a few days later at home. And he's gone through so much. And the guys love him. I mean, he is going to go down in this team's history as one of the best right wings they've ever had. I think it's the best trade Brian McClellan ever made. That was a heist. That was felony-level robbery there of the St. Louis Blues to be able to bring him in. I can't say enough about number 77. And I don't know what the future holds. I don't think anybody outside of TJ and his family do. But I love the fact that he's been in there like last night and all the way through here just trying to will this team in. And for him, maybe more than anyone else, I hope they find a way between now and Tuesday.
John, thank you. And for goodness sake, could you call a win tomorrow night?
I will do the best I can, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Matter of fact, call three of them in
a
row.
Just, if you're just going to do one, do three.
Mind. If you're going to do one, give us three.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.